T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So on the topic of the Bills Stadium, we're joined by Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz on our Wester Hotline. Mark, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show, first of all.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning, Jeremy.
So yesterday you issued a statement. Let's start there. Why did you feel the need to issue a statement after what Roger Goodell had said to the media in Batavia?
Well, every media outlet in basically the U.S. reached out for a statement after Goodell made it. Actually, I had not heard his statement, but unfortunately, we were getting comments, and I should say we were getting questions from local media as to how I would respond to a statement I hadn't heard. So we actually went back, listened to the statement, and then we formally came up with a response, which was to the effect it was the Jim Kelly golf tournament. Roger Goodell comes into town. He says the same thing year after year. Mm-hmm. He represents the owners. He does not represent the best interests of the community. And we just wanted people to understand that we're here for the community to ensure the viability of the team as well as what's in the best interest for the community.
You know, you mentioned, you know, so you went back and you listened to everything. And Sal was on with us this morning, Mark, and he said the same thing. Hey, Goodell's been saying this for years. But for me, for whatever reason, the whole read between the lines, for me, yesterday, it felt more so of you need to get a new stadium or else. Did you? You didn't get that sense? You don't think anything was different from the message yesterday?
Well, unfortunately, I've been dealing with this for a number of years now, so it felt the same to me. Mm. I think, if anything, he sort of made it talk about the viability of the franchise and the competitive nature. And people are like, well, why would the stadium matter for the competitive nature of the team on the field? It doesn't. He's talking about the financial end and how we are not competitive compared to larger markets that can bring in hundreds of millions of dollars more in shared revenue than what can be done here.
Have you ever gotten a sense through this whole process, Mark, whether it's from the league or through the Pegulas from the league or from the Pegulas themselves, have you ever gotten a sense that the league and or the Bills are really ultimately pushing for a new stadium? Because that's what the NFL does, save Kansas City and Green Bay. A lot of the teams have over the years basically gotten new stadiums.
I'm not going to go into any particulars of negotiations we have, but I've not had an ultimatum from the football organization, the Pegulas, or the people that represent them, that they need a new stadium.
How early in this process are we? I mean, has it begun? Are we 10% of the way to where there's even any sort of really formal discussion? Because we know that these things do take an awful lot of time.
They do take time. The current lease expires in 2023. I think the best way to answer that is exactly what Kim Pegula said when she talked about the CA Icon report at the owners' meetings, which is she doesn't know what direction we're going to go, which means we're still very early in the process.
Do you get that sense from the Pegulas, Mark, when you've talked to them? They have publicly said, yeah, I don't know. You know, we'll see what happens. New, renovate, whatever. We don't know. You getting that sense from them too?
Yeah, I think everything's on the table. That's what I said yesterday. Yeah. All options are on the table when you start a negotiation. And we have a good line of communications. I've met with and usually meet with Kim maybe twice a year. And with other members of the Bills organization, we meet with them monthly on all kinds of issues associated with the stadium. So when it comes to negotiations regarding the future, I feel we're in a good position to be able to start when they feel it's necessary, which, of course, it appears won't happen until the CA Icon report is done and they feel comfortable with the results of it.
That report, you know, if you go to their website, they brand themselves as an owner's advocate. Owners use this study to determine what might work for them. Does the county, does the state, do you do the same kind of thing? I'd imagine that NFL owners want to look at other NFL stadiums and see what worked, what didn't work, what cost this, what cost that. How about counties and municipalities going to the counties that these stadiums were built in, the states that these stadiums were built in, to find out whether or not the economic impact was as advertised over the course of the last 10 years, 20 years, or what have you?
Well, we do our own internal analysis. We review what's going on in other communities, and truthfully, we speak to those community leaders. I will note that when they talk about an economic impact to the greater community from the construction of a new stadium, all the evidence shows that there's almost no positive impact other than keeping the team in the town. So if you're talking about like other outshoots of economic growth, it almost never occurs, especially if the facility is owned by the government because you get no tax revenue from it. So I don't think that you're going to necessarily see, whether it's a new stadium or it was a retrofit or anything else, that there'd be a brand new revenue stream coming in for the community. What you have is a football team that continues to play, which is very important for the overall community.
You mentioned the CAA study that the Pegulas are, that the Pegulas are having have conducted. Will you do a similar study? Will the state do a similar study? Does anybody do anything other than what the CAA group is going to do?
Well, what they've done is a little different than what maybe we would do. We've done internal analysis looking at the stadium itself. We've examined other stadium deals to see exactly how they went about it in other communities. The Bills are also asking questions about from their fan base, which I would remind everybody is different than the questions I would ask the people of Erie County.
Right.
Because the fan base includes people from Southern Ontario and the rest of upstate New York who, if they live in Niagara County, they don't care if Erie County had to raise taxes to keep the team in this community because it's not going to affect them. Same thing in Southern Ontario. But what they want to know is what are people willing to pay if they were to go to the new stadium route? Because almost all new stadiums and the owner's part of the new stadium infrastructure cost is paid for, at least in the long run, through personal seat licenses.
Mm-hmm.
There are no personal seat licenses right now at the field. If you want to buy season tickets, you just pay the season ticket cost. If you want club seats, you got to pay the cost associated with the club seats.
Right.
However, there's no PSLs. Every new deal has PSLs, and they're very expensive.
Mark Poloncar is with us, Erie County Executive of West Shore Hotline. Your research, you mentioned you've researched what's gone on in other cities. In that research, Mark, have you gotten to the point where you would look whether it's, in terms of public money, have you researched, okay, how much has it cost in other cities? Have you researched, as opposed to a new build, renovation? Kansas City did extensive renovations to their current facility. Green Bay did extensive renovations to their current facility. Have you gotten to the point you've researched and thought, okay, what's the public commitment in new builds? What's it in renovations? And how might that all affect whatever happens here down the road?
We look at all that. I mean, actually, the Buffalo News did a very good analysis a few months ago about other deals, how much it cost, what percentage of it came from private sources and public sources, and how much the PSLs are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've looked at it since, truthfully, 2012 when I negotiated the last deal with the Bills in New York State. So we've got all that information. The question is, what works best for our community, and those are conversations we'll have in the future.
Will you, when the CAA study is complete, will the county have access to the full study to study it yourselves?
I've been told by the organization that we will not see the full study, though we will see parts of it as it pertains to the facility itself because we own the facility. Now, we perform analysis and have consultants perform analysis on the facility with regards to the structural engineering aspect of it. So anything that pertains to the viability of the facility, the infrastructure, we need to know, and they have given us the assurance that we would see that. But a lot of the specifics with regards to market share and and what the fans are willing to accept, I'm assuming I'm not going to see it, and I'm assuming no one in the public is going to see it.
I guess, you know what, would it matter to you if you, like you said, they're asking questions that are different than what the county would be asking. So is a lot of that study maybe stuff that really wouldn't matter to you anyway to see or to have the knowledge?
Well, I think we'd love to see it.
Yeah.
Anytime you go into negotiation, you want to know exactly what the other side is thinking. I mean, that's no secret.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk about the specifics of the negotiation when we're in it, but I think everybody understands you want to have at least a full understanding not only of where you want to be, but what your opposing side wants to do as well. That's the basis of a negotiation, is to try to figure out what they want even more than what you want.
Sure. Well, we will. We'll get back in touch with you at the end of the summer, I guess.
Without a doubt, this this conversation will be going on for some time, and I think you could have this conversation probably 4 summers from now, and it'll still be very similar.
To be continued. Well, there's lease talks and stadium stuff, so you got a whole bunch coming up down the road.
That is true.
All right.
And my Dodgers are playing well, so I'm very happy about that.
Okay, you didn't have to include that part on the show.
I'm sorry. I know you're a Mets fan.
Somebody's got to do it because I'm a Mets fan. You're not, so you should thank me.
The real burning question is how do you feel the county golf courses have dealt with the rain and the all the growth of the rough? It's been kind of tough out there.
Alma Meadows dealt with it quite well. Grover, unfortunately, we had to delay the opening. There was just so much water in the back portion of the course, which doesn't drain well. It's actually to the point where we are seriously considering what type of options we need to address the drainage, which is going to be big dollars because we may have to replace all the drainage.
Does the county executive have the power to issue any kind of ruling that says whenever you're in the rough on a county course, you have the right to pick up the ball and throw it back in the fairway?
You could do that, but I wouldn't suggest it in a tournament because you'll get penalized.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the county executive. You could have some kind of proclamation.
The USGA would not appreciate it.
Right. Stay in the rules are important.
Just a thought. Why bend the rules? Mark, thanks for coming on with us this morning. Thanks for your time today.
You're welcome, gentlemen. Have a good day.
You too. Mark Pollenkar, Erie County Executive, Western Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.